This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump may be expanding the Mexico City policy in January. President Trump reinstated the Mexico City policy of cutting U.S. funds for international abortion. But within days, pro-life advocates understood that it was more involved than that. The Christian Broadcasting Network says Monday may see an executive order targeting further channels of funding for abortion internationally. An article on conscientious objection in the New England Journal of Medicine says medical societies should declare conscientious objection to be unethical. One of the article's authors is, no surprise to those who follow this, considered to be an architect of Obamacare. Bioethicist and attorney Wesley Smith says the effect is to weaponize medicine. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, a botched abortion meant a Delaware Planned Parenthood would not call an ambulance, but sent a pain-stricken and weakened woman and her boyfriend by his personal car to a local emergency room. 10 pro-life activists were arrested as part of one group's civil disobedience at Kentucky's last abortion business. And France is essentially banning the smiles of Down syndrome children in videos there to avoid disturbing people. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.